I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me.
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I am completely unprepared for this week. Wow. Just give me a moment. Try to straighten everything out here. Already getting kind of a late start. Are you working? Live stream? Yeah, you working? Well, we'll certainly find out, and it looks like it is. So, okay, welcome to another wonderful episode of RSN Live. This is me, Voice, and for the next hour or so, you guys are unfortunate enough to have tuned in to listen to me rant. So, there you go. I was actually looking last week at the, because I did some more audio experimentation. I did some limiting. Still drinking beer. That completely backfired on me. It really made the stream look, or the audio look really, really weird. So, I've disabled that. I'm kind of even debating if I'm going to upload that podcast, and we'll just call that the lost episode if I don't. It is really nasty looking in Audacity, which is what I use to make some minor tweaks to my show after I'm done. And by minor tweaks, I mean add an extra second at the end, because VLC likes to cut off for some reason. I have no idea why. It just does it. So, you know. Before we get too far into this, of course, standard talky talk. If you wish to chat with me live, I am on two networks right now. a little weird there on the audio there. Audio. Yeah, no, the voice. voice is losing his voice. Anyways, I'm on Surreal Chat and I'm on Afternet. In both channels, it's just RSN. Linked via Fancy Bot. I should probably put the link on my page on Sega Media, which, why the hell not? It's important information, right? Yeah. I think I'm just gonna go ahead and start, and I think there's just gonna be a couple long tracks. So, I'll be back shortly. This is Voice, RSN Live, which is most likely a podcast. Whatever, whatever.
I kill Dr. Robotnik. Supersonic dance.
Bit extended there. Why not? It's been a while since I've done long extended music breaks. I was just looking over here at my IDJC console, and suddenly there are 6 mics available. No idea how that's happening. I hope something isn't breaking here. Well, I will find out after the show if something is broken or not. Anyways, moving right along. So, something new is being added to my Why Am I Still on the Internet portfolio. I have started uploading YouTube videos of my horrible playthroughs. Until I get an HDMI recording device, I do not think I will be actually looking or uploading any more Sonic 06 playthroughs, except for obvious stuff. So, if you want to see that, it's www.youtube.com/user/randomsonicvoice. I'm said net. Which, speaking of, by the way, I did not realize this. Shows how much I really keep tabs on my own website. Yesterday was the 8th anniversary of RSN. 8 years strong. Yes. We'll see if we make it to the big 10. Big 10. But, you know, 2 more years. I really don't see a reason why that wouldn't happen at this point. Nothing really special about 8, so nothing's gonna happen other than it's just another year. Let's see what else was going on this week. I know there was some kind of lawsuit debacle with the oatmeal and funny junk, which I gotta be honest, that's kind of funny, seeing how that all played out. Too long didn't read. Oatmeal called out Funny Junk on hosting his content and trying to make money off of it without his permission. Funny Junk responded by sending a lawsuit at him. He responded by mocking the... well, it wasn't a lawsuit. I think it was like a summons or some kind of we want money kind of deal. But anyways, the Oatmeal responded to that by mocking that letter on his site. I think the original amount they wanted was like... Funny Junk wanted 20 grand from The Onion for libel or some shit like that. And the Oatmeal pretty much told him they can go fuck themselves. And that he was going to raise money for... What was it? No, one of them was cancer research. Can't remember the other one off the top of my head. But anyways, he ended up raising over $100,000 for his little thing. And Funny Junk responded to that by trying to get the donation website to not let him, the Oatmeal be allowed to take the money. Honestly, at this point, Funny Junk is just making, you know, they're digging the hole deeper and deeper. I don't know if they know that or not, but they're digging it deeper. I don't know. The lawyer's an idiot. I don't know. Let's switch this over. Oh, there we go. There's so many buttons to push. Anyways, so that was the big news there for now. I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, I do occasionally read the internet. I'm not just looking at pictures of kittens. But nothing comes to mind right now. I mean, I guess I could complain. I mean, it's kind of like... let me get off the top of my head. The car that I bought has an, you know, built-in nav system with a map that's from 2006. And I looked it up to update that map so it'd be more current. They want $200 for it. So, I have no idea why. It's really kind of stupid. See, I can't... I'm not really in it tonight. I don't know. I might just play a bunch of music and try to call it a night on this one. fun times. I think it's... I was just like... I've been completely wiped the past couple of weeks, I think is what it is. Other than that, just uploading the YouTube videos with my gaming exploits. I don't know what else I could upload. I'm a little perturbed, I think is the word, with YouTube, because I recorded these videos with 60 frames per second. It looks incredibly smooth, the raw videos on my end. But I guess YouTube, for whatever reason, it's probably like some kind of size restriction or something, but when they process the videos, they're always 60 or 30 frames, and kind of ruins it for me, man. I guess I'm just being disappointed today all around. So, whatever. Anyways, I'm going to go into another music block, and I'm actually going to make this quite a bit long for now, because, like I said, I got nothing, and I need to get something going on. So, let's see what we can find. Is there, like, some kind of What is this? Oh, yeah, no, that ain't long. Like I said, I'm really out of it. Oh, well, you know. You know what? We haven't heard some of these in a while. So, we'll go ahead and pull them up. It's been way too long since I've heard this guy. So, throw you up there. Alright, it's Voice and Arson Live, and I will be right back. Crazy beeps. Okay. Sorry. It's been a while since I've heard some sonic dubstep. What was the last time? That was like... God, I think that was back in December the last time I started playing any of that. I'll have to see if I... Let me see. Do I actually still have that intro? Do I still have it? I should still have it. I don't delete things usually. Let's see. Which folder? Exported. Let's see. Where is it? I still do have it. That's just funny. I think maybe I'll just like. What was it? I do have an abridged version. Which one was this? Now I'm curious. Let's find out. Pass it over and go ahead and silence or talk bit. No. Okay, which one was this? Yeah, remember that. I put way too much effort into that. And pass it back. All right. So, yeah. I might pull out some more old stuff. We'll see. We'll see in a second. You know, I had thought up something to talk about while that music was going on, and I've completely blanked out. I swear, I must have some weird problem going on there. And I'm sure this is not helping. But I drink it anyways. Let's see. What else, you know? What else can I ramble about for the next, say, about 15 minutes? Oh, I know beer is good for the soul. Although Silver Sonic claims that last week he distinctly heard me slurring my words towards the end of the show. I don't remember feeling drunk, but who knows? I guess I could just listen to the exported podcast and we'll just see what happens from there. I mean, it's not a good thing if I'm doing this drunk, I would think. Although, I guess it could be a lot more interesting. I don't know. The frustration continues, folks. Once again, Skype failed me. So I'm trying to find a way to get people onto this show. Skype used to work, but now it doesn't work anymore, and I can't figure out what is going wrong. Now, again, I know one listener's not familiar with this show, and again, for the sake of explaining this to the people who do listen to the podcast, which is not many, the actual computer that is handling all the music and that this headset is actually plugged into is running Linux. I did not feel the need to try to hack Sam Broadcaster. I'm not going to say anyone else is doing that, but I'm not going through the I'm not going to go through the cluster of hacking all that. It'd be so much easier if there was like a good free system. You know, I use Linux because it's free, and really everything else on it is perfect. Everything is doing well. It's Skype. It's always Skype that goofs something up, and it's frustrating because they apparently just released version 4 for Linux. So, of course, I downloaded it and thought, oh man, my problems are solved. Maybe they fixed the problems. Nope. Nope. It still says they can't find my mic. It doesn't know how to handle a situation in which Pulse Audio and Jack Audio are running at the same time. Now, if anyone's wondering what, you know, that all is, because I'm bored and I feel explaining, in Linux, everything is client and server based, so the desktop is literally a server you're connecting to within the same computer. Same thing with the audio. The audio is a client-server model, and I've been using Pulse Audio, which sucks, but there's another system that my streaming software, Internet G-Day console, needs, which is called Jack Audio. That kind of plugs somehow through the magic of programming and other mystical things that I really don't know that much about. It basically, let's change this. There we go. Okay. It just plugs itself in, and through the magic of software, things happen. In case you're wondering what the actual back end for Jack, which is what basically ties everything together, looks like. Let me find it. I gotta find it. Okay, so this is basically what is it? What is this? What is this? Oh. Okay, so this is basically the Jack backend. I don't know how well you guys can see it in the studio. It's kind of really, really small for me to see. That's all the cabling, the virtual cabling that's tying everything together. And somehow that ties everything together and a bunch of random stuff. Now, Skype, for some reason, the developers never thought that people, I guess, would use Jack in addition to it. I don't know. I'll leave this up here because I'm annoyed by Jack and Skype not working together here. So, for some reason, well, I guess Jack really is kind of a niche market, per se. Not that many people are doing podcasts at this time. But it's goofing up. And yeah, I could use some kind of SIP soft phone. I'm actually looking into Mumbler. I don't know if anyone's heard of that. It's kind of like Ventrilo or TeamSpeak, but it's, I guess it's more open/free than the other two. So, the only problem there is you have to have people who want to participate install the Mumbler client software. And some people just don't want to go the extra mile on that. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. For the record, I will probably never get... What is this? Sonic Stadium and your silliness. Anyways, back to what I was saying. What was I saying? Okay. Oh. I will never get video conferencing working well on this live stream, which, by the way, I'm kind of mulling it over, switching to Twitch/JustinTV. I mean, I do like the back end that Livestream's got, but I absolutely hate the restrictions that they put in place in terms of stream quality. So, we'll see what happens with that. I'm still kind of playing with it, but just a heads up, we may be switching from Livestream over to Twitch. It really depends on me doing a dry run with the Flash Media encoder and just seeing how that goes. So, that's it in a nutshell on that one. It seems to me that most of my podcasts now are more or less me explaining things that are upcoming with the show, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I don't have that much to talk about this week, and as I've mentioned, Skype does not play well with Linux at this point, so it is what it is, and I'm kind of stuck here looking like I really don't know what I'm doing, and I probably really don't know what I'm doing. Anywho, let's get over here. What is this? Oh, I'm in the exported folder. Okay. Now it makes more sense. I was like, why is there a damn you Pulse Audio.mp3? It's because it's, I keep every show I do, both the MP3 and the FLAC, so I have tons of files all over the place. But I'm going to set up the next music set as I talk in long pauses. Let's see. Where can we go next? Where can we go next? You know what? I haven't heard this in a while either. We'll throw it in there. As soon as I can find it. There it is. Alright, that should, finish. When will that finish? Oh, well, yeah, it'll do. I'm sure I could find something to ramble about after this. So, it's Voice RSN Live. I'll be right back again.
ができたかい。また一つ朝が来る。新しいシャツに着替えて暗闇を抜け出そう。眠らない街は今日も僕らをただ見守っている。新しい歌を聴かせようか。泣きたくなるような出来事わけもなく思い出す。ブーツのかかとを鳴らして急ぎ足駆け抜けよう。うまくやるのもいいけど不器用で立ち止まっている。そんな君がとても愛しい。 To be shy, to be free。迷うこと何もない。ブーツを固く締め直し、あのドアを開けてみよう。眠らない街が今日も静かにただ見守っている。君と僕が始まる。
Song there. All set. Did that really? I did not know that that kept the jingles muted while it played out. Okay. Maybe it was just me. I thought it was always... Whatever. So, let's see. What do we got here? What do we got on our time here? I like to keep it an hour. We are at 57 minutes. So, of course, that means it is now time to wrap up another wonderful week show thing of RSN Live. So, let's see what we can, there's really not much else to talk about now. I mean, I'm gonna find something to end this with, although I will probably ruin something. We'll find out. I'm looking for tracks right now. Final boss. Sounds like something's gonna do, huh? Let me find our little thing over here. There we go. All right, we got ourselves a closing track. We gotta find ourselves a jingle thingy to use. Because I gotta change these out. Again. Let me find it. Let's see. You know what? This one really sums up this show tonight. So, all right. Thank you for listening to RSN Live yet again. I think this was number 19, which means number 20 next week. All right. I will try my hardest to get these two podcasts up because I know I didn't get last week's up. So, until next week, this is Voice RSN Live. See you next week.
You are listening to RSN Radio. We don't know what the hell we are doing.